Ballad. Susan and Billy and Helen and me went climbing. We got apples. We got a bucket of sloppy lemons and whammed them against the chicken shed. With every whump, the chickens went crazy. Helen ran home and stole some cakes from a secret jar in her mother's place. Billy got sick, and we showed him how by poking your fingers down. We went to the river and cut the rope that tied my uncle's rowing boat and shoved it out with a branch. The current pulled us down a mile before we got back to the bank. Billy was white. We left the boat in the mouth of a creek and hurried home, and once I yelled, "Shut up, Susan, it was all our faults." Behind the shed in the raspberry canes, we got undressed and looked at ourselves. Helen's tits were bigger than Susan's. I got all stiff and Billy tried too. Then Helen and I ran off. I kissed her a lot in the dust and grass and knocked her glasses off. Her little red thing looked like a wound and she closed her eyes. My hand smelt salty all afternoon. Billy and Susan found us there. Their eyes went down. "What were you doing? We looked for you."
"We came down here to talk for a while."
"Want to go swimming?"
"Yeah, let's go."
Susan and Billy and Helen and me went swimming. We had the sand to ourselves. We dived and ducked all afternoon. We dived and ducked till the water went like a mirror, then went black, and we were cold. "Cold as a bullfrog," Billy said. We all climbed into our pants and shirts and raced to the shed to get our shanghais. I heard my uncle's car in the drive, and Billy whispered, "Let's hide from him." We climbed in the shed among the rafters, old tractor bits and milk machines where the spiders grow. We found a basket of mouldy eggs and a giant freezer and climbed in there to hide from him. Helen smelt salty and Susan shivered, so I held us all and kicked at the door and nothing moved, and I said nothing in the dark. Susan and Billy and Helen and me went climbing. The apples shone in our hands. The lemons bammed on the chicken shed, and once I swam to the top of the tree and saw the river winding out to the sky. Then Billy dragged me down. We slid like fish in the yellow water, and then my uncle came and we said, "We stole your apples," and he looked strange as he picked me up. His mouth was swimming, but I couldn't hear him. Oh, Susan and Billy and Helen and me went climbing. The water ran fast through the yellow apples, and Susan grabbed me, and Billy screamed, "We'll never..." And then his breathing stopped, and the black thing came. And then you opened the door on Susan and Billy and Helen and me. And then you opened the door, and Susan and Billy and Helen and me were high in the apple tree, and we were dreaming.